right. Welcome to episode 31 of the Life Given Podcast. This is our flash podcast, if you will. Our podcast really coming out to cover the flash psalm sing that has created quite a stir, not just locally, but also nationally. And it has been fascinating, let me tell you. And there is a lot of things to talk about here. Just like I told my rhetoric class today, there really are quite a few ways that you can look into examining this. We've seen already a lot of takes on it locally. Last night and this morning, I listened, watched, read probably hours of just coverage of every kind, from Moscow Pullman Daily News to Moscow Report. I did a short article on it over the Life Given News. There were, major media outlets starting to pick it up this morning and this afternoon. Smaller Christian podcasts out there are covering it. And you could not just have honestly asked for anything better from Moscow. And, there are a few things I would like to talk about, but really the title will probably capture a lot of it. And I'm going to probably refer to Colossians 4, the first few verses there. I think it's like 2 through 6, where Paul talks about how he's in prison. He would love, he is asking for prayers that the mystery of Christ would be revealed to the unbelievers, that his speech would be seasoned with salt. Also, just kind of as a side note, I am heading to Troy right now. I'm in the car, so that ambient sound, that surround sound you're probably getting of just movements in the podcast audio is mostly the car. There's really been, this entire week has been nonstop. Honestly, I feel like all of 2020 has been nonstop for the Lopez household, for La Casa Lopez, and this weekend is no exception. We will be dropping a podcast tomorrow. Keep your eye out for that. But today, I just had to get something out, because I think that there's a lot to talk about here. And honestly, you're going to get probably an opinion that has not yet been voiced, and at least that I've seen. This has not been talked about yet in the media coverage when it comes to the flash psalm sing. So the title of this episode is probably going to run something like Colossians 4, 2 through 6. MPD does not want this smoke. Arrests happen in downtown Moscow at a flash psalm sing, something like that. And that's what I really want to cover today. And as many of you may know, even outside of Moscow, the facts are starting to come out. But what we do know now, and I was at the flash psalm sing, I saw the deacon of a sister church, friends of ours, we do know the Bonets, I do know Gabriel Wrench, he's running for city commissioner. The psalm sing was in fact a response to the mask mandate here in Moscow being extended until January 5th, 2021. Just absolutely ridiculousness. So Christchurch organizes a psalm sing to take place right outside City Hall in the parking lot there. And the goal was to, obviously it's called a flash psalm sing, so it's supposed to happen really quickly. Three songs, the doxology, we pray, we're out. Okay, so like 15 minutes maximum. My wife and I get there right out of quarter till. They had just started singing when we're walking up now, jogging to get there. We join in singing. It's within the first song first couple songs when Gabe is taken off. We see, you know, we've got a clear view of all of that stuff is going down. And then at the very end, when we're singing the doxology, Rachel and Sean Bonet are getting carted off as well. And, you know, you could not have picked a worse place to make an arrest, because there was so many cameras and phones and some quality cameras too, capturing everything with great mics. And there's some great footage out there that really doesn't take much. I would go to Moscow Report. I linked to one of their videos in my news article, but there's more that's out there that captures conversations with the police. And I don't really want to get into whether or not you think, or whether or not I think that this was the right move by Christchurch and by the Christians in Moscow to protest the mask mandate. I do want to discuss a couple things. That one of the things my rhetoric class and I got into today and kind of discussed and pushed into the corners was the actions of the Christians here, and contrasting that with other protests happening around the country. Wednesday night, okay, so Wednesday was a big evening for Moscow. That was the first, I believe, first citations and arrests handed out in due to the resolution being broken, the mask mandate, social distancing requirements not being met. That was the first citations they handed out. I believe 5 citations arrested 3 people, and this was the first of its kind. So groundbreaking for Moscow, right? But at the same time, in Louisville, sorry, not Louisville, someone back me up. This is where I'm blanking on the name of the state, Louisiana. Breonna Taylor's trial has come up. Most of the charges dropped against the police officers. This was announced by the justice or whoever, and that state blows up. I mean, in one town there was there were riots that broke out immediately after that. 3 officers were shot, 2 were hospitalized, I believe 3 were shot, and 100 arrests were made. And this, I'll cover this in my news briefing tomorrow, but just absolutely craziness, right? And one point that I made to my class today was just the fact that, you know, we still, you know, it's crazy that this is happening in Moscow, but there's another level, and we need to be prepared for what that next level may be. So that's why we have to push hard against this, honestly, just this petty tyranny that's being exercised in Moscow with the mask mandate. And I really do think that I'm really thankful for the people at the Flash Psalm thing. Once again, whether or not you agree, I'm not here to debate that, but the balls that were, sorry for my language there, for the crass idiom, but really, they showed that they grew a pair, that the spine, the backbone on these men and women that stepped out at the Flash Psalm sing and didn't give ground was impressive. But in the way that they didn't give ground, they didn't draw weapons. They weren't threatening the police. They were singing hymns to our Lord and were respectfully disagreeing. And when the police, you know, there's video of both Gabe and Rachel and Sean being arrested. And you could not ask for a more peaceful interchange when it comes to such a blight, such a serious action being taken. Gabe, Rachel, and Sean all conversing with the officials, saying, "We disagree with you, we disagree with you, but we will come with you peacefully." And this is where the verse from Colossians really comes in to be able to speak and be able to answer anyone to the best of their ability, to the best of your ability, and give them the best answer for them specifically. There's a video where Gabe is talking with the officer who has him in cuffs and is holding him, and he's like, "You do you really want to do this? You know, you're breaking our First Amendment rights. You're violating the Constitution and the oath that you took to that you swore to protect these people." All of these things he's saying, and it could not be more pointed. And the officer looks very uncomfortable, but doesn't say a word back to Gabe. So, really, what I was kind of pushing to my class was, you need to be preparing now, right? Because what is being established right now is a precedent. All of 2020 has been one giant precedent that has been established. And if it's happened once before, if this government overreach has happened, they will have an excuse. They will be liable to do it again. And, you know, it's taken a while for Christians to mobilize in Moscow, for people with that disagree with this mask mandate. And I think that this is putting lots of pressure on places that need to have pressure applied. Our city council, Moscow Police Department, has been able to scoot around because really they've just waffled on their terms. They haven't really defined what they mean. They haven't really been pressed except at the city council meetings. And we've had two where people have voiced their concern and their disagreement. And regardless of the fact that our council members have said, we haven't come with our minds made up, all of their actions have said to the contrary, that they have come with their minds made up already. And really, it almost just seems like they're trying to pacify a child. And they've really treated the citizens of Moscow like children. There's even one quote, one city council member threw out there basically saying that we received a lot of emails where people voiced displeasure over wearing masks. And so for that reason, we need to enforce the mask mandate. And so really, it sounds like a parent trying to speak to a child. So coming back to it, wherever you are, because this, once again, this is national media attention is really being shown on this situation. And I think that this is a game changer here in Moscow. And I really think that Moscow Police Department did not want this kind of smoke. They did not want this kind of fight brought up and put on their hands. Because really, they ticked off the people that are most ready to come to their defense. We just went through the BLM riots and protests being held across the country. We had their backs through all of that. And now they come and start arresting the very people. They're already on thin ice with people around the nation. Now they're pushing the envelope, I think. And I'm glad that, once again, this isn't being handled violently, but we do disagree with MPD's actions. We do disagree with the city council's decision. And so I think that this is... nothing but good will come from this. And obviously, prayers need to be held over this entire situation. My wife and I have been praying all day. And just pray that the Lord will use this to advance His kingdom. And just like Paul says in Colossians, that the mystery of Christ would be preached to the Gentiles. And that the mystery of Christ would be understood in this very dark, dark time. So a lot of thoughts there, and I think that my main takeaways for this episode is that look at how the three people who were arrested handled themselves and spoke truth in a very, very frustrating and scary situation, and they handled that. And I'm just that can only come from a steadiness that Christ can put on you in that moment, that the Holy Spirit can encourage in you. And that's just a call to do your Bible read every single stinking day. Pray every day. Make sure that God is growing you in the way that that you need to be, and that you're also challenging yourself, so that way you do have the backbone. Because these moments happen so quickly that you need to be preparing for them now. You should have been preparing 5 years ago, and that's what I'm trying to do. And I hope that's what you all are trying to do, to be able to answer to everyone specifically what they need to hear. And once again, I think that this could be a reversal of tides in the city of Moscow. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think. I'm almost to my destination. And this was really just an unscripted podcast, so I apologize if it was kind of rambly. But there's just so much that we can talk about, and I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. Reach out to me at thelifegivenandreceived@gmail.com. Keep your... you can keep up to speed on Instagram or Parler or Facebook. You know where to find me. And as always, remember that the life that you have been given and the life that you have received includes every area of life. Current events, mask mandates, all of that crap are no exception. God bless, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.